Before the first swing of the T-Mobile Home Run Derby, fill out a bracket at MLB.com/bracket challenge. And when they go yard, you could go to the World Series. So put on your lucky socks, go to MLB.com/bracket challenge, and keep your fingers crossed during the T-Mobile Home Run Derby.
No purchase necessary. U.S. Puerto Rico and D.C. age 18 plus. Ends at 7:59 p.m. Eastern on 7/10/17. See store for rules. Void where prohibited. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site. More hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hard to imagine anything can keep cool on a scorcher like today. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could cause damage to your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Order one online or by phone and pick up in store today. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's All-Pro tight end Rob Gronkowski. And nothing fuels my patented Gronk spike like all-natural Oberto beef jerky. Lean beef, slow-cooked, and seasoned to perfection. It's all-natural and all-delicious. Don't take a chance with some wimpy snack. Go with protein-packed, all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerky. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Truex keeps piling up those playoff points.
I just feel like everywhere we go, we put in the same amount of effort. We go to try to win.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Hey, this is Dale Earnhardt Jr., and I know the importance of communication. So when it came to selecting equipment for my team, I chose Racing Electronics.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. will win!
Oh, yeah!
And so should you. With Racing Electronics, you can listen to all the raw, unfiltered, heat-of-the-moment communication between drivers and the crew.
I love you, man. Thank
enhancing
you.
Your experience.
Unbelievable.
And putting you right in the middle of the action. Go to racingelectronics.com to rent a scanner or fan vision, or see Racing Electronics and Fan Vision trackside at every NASCAR race.
Where will you be when NASCAR comes to Chicago's fastest loop? 4 days of racing, tailgating, camping, and music come to Chicagoland Speedway September 14th through the 17th. Tickets for Sunday Chicagoland 400 are available now. Camping spots are available and selling fast. All kids' tickets $25 off adult price and free on certain race days. Get your tickets and campsite now at ChicagolandSpeedway.com. Chicagoland Speedway, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs start here.
Martin Truex Jr. now has 12 more playoff points than his next closest competitor after notching his third victory of the season Saturday night at Kentucky. Those points carry through the postseason, meaning the 78 team is riding a wave of momentum now that might be hard to derail until the season finale in Miami.
The guys do everything they know how to do. They work their butts off. They work so hard to make sure they get everything out of those cars every single weekend. And it shows, and I'm a lucky guy to have them working for me, and I'm a lucky guy to be able to drive their race car for sure. But it's been a good teamwork and good communication that's got us here, and we just got to keep building on it.
The Furniture Row Racing team also said today Wix Filters will be primary sponsor on their Toyota this weekend in New Hampshire. There's more at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome in hour number three of the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuna and Kyle Mann, coming to you from the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, our KGYM studios, emanating on three frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our south gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, our north gym, and 1600 AM on the other side of the dial. You can hear us all across eastern Iowa there or online at kgymradio.com. Don't forget, check out our poll question today at kgymradio.com. It has to do with who wins tonight's Home Run Derby. We'll give you all 8 participants, and coming up in just a few minutes, we'll give you our selections for tonight's Home Run Derby. But first, if you are just joining us, we are going to be out and about tomorrow at the Chick-fil-A on Collins Road Northeast, right by Lindale Mall. It is Cow Appreciation Day tomorrow at Chick-fil-A. And as part of that, we have been asked to do our program from there. And of course, we said we would love to. And so you can stop by and get a free entree if you wear anything cow-like between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. tomorrow night. They're going to have a wheel. You can spin it and win some great prizes. Face painting. You're going to be able to get your picture taken with the Chick-fil-A cow. And that leads us to what I feel is a sad and unfortunate update about something that I had hoped would be a reality tomorrow. I was angling to broadcast the show in the cow costume. I wanted to dress as the cow for the show. And there are apparently a couple hiccups with this. One, it sounds as if, and this is very sound thinking on their part, but it sounds as if Chick-fil-A is very protective of who wears the cow costume, as they should be.
Not just anybody can wear the cow costume.
As I am not an employee of Chick-fil-A, it may not be the greatest thing to put me in the cow costume. And then the second issue is that it would be virtually impossible to do the show with the cow head on and the headphones, and it just wouldn't work logistically. Which I told you in hour number two, I'm not the smartest person in the world. I didn't really think the whole cow costume, but much like mascots everywhere, you don't take the costume off in public, so you can't have just the lower body and then a human head. That's not going to work for anybody. So there you go. My hopes and dreams of being the Chick-fil-A cow for Cow Appreciation Day tomorrow have apparently been dashed. But I will figure out a way to overcome this. And I will rise above, and we will do the show tomorrow, and it will be fantastic. And I want you to stop by, again, the Collins Road Northeast location right by Lindale Mall. And they've got a ton of stuff going on tomorrow. The drive-through is always busy. But pull in, park, hop on out, stop by and say hi to us. They have a lot of other stuff going on, and I'm looking forward to getting a sample of this smoked bacon barbecue sandwich that they have as part of their summer menu. I've got a card. I was given a card a while back. I think it was from Lunchbox Heroes for a sandwich, and I just haven't made it in. But guess what? I'm going to be in the neighborhood. Mark, if you're listening, I'm going to be in the neighborhood tomorrow, and I'm bringing the card with me. So get the sandwiches ready. They've got peach milkshakes as well as watermelon mint lemonades, all part of their summer menu tomorrow, doing the show from Chick-fil-A's Lindale Mall location on Collins Road Northeast. Stop by and say hi to me and Alex, who may or may not be dressed as cows, but not the official Chick-fil-A cow, because neither one of us are employees of Chick-fil-A, which is, look, that is a sound decision on the part of that franchise not to allow us to represent the store by wearing the costume. I am not going to argue with that. I had a dream of being the Chick-fil-A cow for one day.
Did you actually have this dream?
I've had a lot of crazy dreams lately. I don't know what it is. I haven't been sleeping very well. I've had just some insane dreams. Can't necessarily say for certain that cow costumes have come into play, but it's more of a metaphor, more metaphorically speaking. It's always been a dream of mine. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, and we'll get to your texts as well as your phone calls in just a little bit. Speaking of the phone, by the way, 319-366-1600. You should give us a call right now, because we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican bar and grill to hook somebody up with, and I don't want it to get to 657 and have a freak out that we didn't give this away. So if you're caller number six right now, 319-366-1600, we've got a $30 gift card to La Cantina. They've got three locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and one off of Edgewood in the Fountains. And you can use that card at any of their three locations. 366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is shortly. It appears as if it's John in Cedar Rapids. Briefly, before we get to the bottom of the hour, and John McGonigal joins us from the Center Daily Times, our countdown to kickoff series continuing today with a look at the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Home Run Derby is tonight. You can hear it right here on KGYM. There are eight contestants. As we mentioned, it's the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. And Giancarlo Stanton of the Marlins is the number one overall seed. He is the defending champion. Aaron Judge, as MLB's home run leader, is the number two seed. It's very clear Major League Baseball wants these two guys facing off in the finals. And that's why I don't think it's going to happen. So, without any further ado, Alex, we'll run down the brackets. And starting with the number one seed, Giancarlo Stanton, he is facing Gary Sanchez of the Yankees. Who prevails in that matchup?
Gimme Stanton.
I like Stanton, too. It's his home ballpark. He's the defending champion. He's going to be under a lot of pressure. And remember, Gary Sanchez is the guy that came under fire from Logan Morrison of the Tampa Bay Rays, who said Gary Sanchez shouldn't be there. That being said, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody threw a wrench in things and Stanton got knocked out early. I think he's too comfortable hitting at home. Now, the other side of that bracket is a little bit more fascinating. You saw me lose my mind during the Sports Center update.
I did.
When it was intimated that baseball fans wouldn't know who Miguel Sano was and would first be learning about him tonight in the home run. I'm sorry, I have to throw the flag on that. If you are a baseball fan, you should know who he is. Miguel Sano of the Twins and Mike Moustakas of the Royals are facing off. Sano is the five, Moustakas is the four.
Miguel Sano is a guy that's prime for this competition. And I know everybody's talking about Stanton and Judge, but he is another one with, if not as much power, very close to as much power as those two guys, and a swing that can get the ball out of there in a hurry. So I think Miguel Sano goes a long way in this contest.
I'm going to go with Moustakas. I don't really have any reasoning why. I don't know. Aaron Judge is the number two seed, as we mentioned, going up against Justin Bour of the Marlins, who is the seven seed.
Aaron Judge, definitely.
You say now, I saw reports that during batting practice, he hit a ball into the rafters at Marlins Park, and no one knows if that's ever been done before. That being said, Justin Bour, this is his home ballpark. He's a Marlin. And I've got to think that that counts for something, right?
I think it's going to have an adverse effect.
You think it's going to be too much pressure on him?
Yes, I do.
I'll go first time
Derby contestant?
I'll go with Judge here, just because if he's got somebody that he's comfortable throwing to him and the ball is anywhere near the middle of the plate, he's going to put on a display. The last bracket is Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers as the number three seed against Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies.
I'm going to go with the veteran in this situation. I know that Bellinger has had a phenomenal year. He has a good home run swing, but once again, that type of pressure on a rookie, I think it gets to him.
You've just all but guaranteed Cody Bellinger
yep.
wins this thing tonight. I hope you understand that, because I also think Charlie Blackmon winds up not one of the big names here, and I guess you can say Bellinger is a big name. Everybody's talking about Bellinger and Judge as the rookie sluggers. One of the big names has to stumble early on, and I don't know. Call me a skeptic, but Charlie Blackman is the first name that comes to mind when I think of who's the guy that's going to sabotage what Major League Baseball wants. They want Bellinger and Judge in the semifinals on that side of the bracket, and I don't think they're going to get it. So among the four guys that you have, who's in the finals? Who's your finals tonight?
So who's on that other side of the bracket?
You had Stanton and Sano.
Okay, Stanton and Sano.
And then Judge and Blackman.
It's going to be Sano and Judge. And I really think, should I hold off on the
no,
prediction?
No, go ahead. Who's the winner?
I just think that what we're going to see from Aaron Judge tonight is going to be very reminiscent of what we saw from Josh Hamilton in New York. And I know he didn't win that contest. I know Justin Morneau won that home run derby contest. But that guy, his ability to hit the ball into the rafters, his power is something we really haven't seen in a long time. That swing is straight upward. They talk about the elite swing. We talked about it with Jack Dom on Friday. The perfect storm. I think we're going to see something very historic from Aaron Judge, and I think he's going to live up to the hype that's surrounding him.
Who do you have tonight? 319-366-1600. Let us know. I've got a vested interest in this. I've got the baseball card that I talked about last week on the program and wanting to sell it, and I actually have had a couple people in an online group that know of this card's existence that have reached out to me about purchasing it, and I'm going to sell this thing, but I'm just trying to figure out when. I'm not unbiased here. I want to see Aaron Judge win the Home Run Derby because I think the hype is going to continue to go through the roof. Someone recently paid $15,000 for a one-of-a-kind Aaron Judge baseball card.
So which, only one in existence.
Yes. Is completely ridiculous to me. And so I'm hoping that my lottery ticket, maybe I get a Powerball multiplier, if you will. If he wins the Home Run Derby, maybe it drives the price up a little bit. But I don't know about going with Judge.
It's the obvious thing to do, which usually does not work in the Home Run Derby.
Well, to me, the obvious thing would be go with Stanton because it's his home ballpark, and he won last year. And if you can win it in Petco, which is cavernous, then you should be able to win it when you're in your home ballpark, which you're familiar with and is a little bit more forgiving for hitters.
That's true. I just think with his swing, we brought this up. He's a line drive hitter, and when it comes down to those two, I think they're very similar as far as raw power. I just worry with as hard as he swings and with the way that he hits line drives, if he's going to get tired going up against Aaron Judge, where it's a little bit easier for him to get lift on the ball. I don't know. There's nothing scientific about this. I just have to go with Aaron Judge at this point.
Oh, there's nothing scientific about this at all. We have no idea what's going to happen. Who would you like to see win? Are you pulling for Judge? Look, baseball and people who don't like the Yankees are going to hate hearing this. But baseball is better when the Yankees are good and when the Yankees make themselves a good target. And right now, I think they're on the cusp of something interesting in the Bronx, and you've got Aaron Judge, who, by all accounts, he sounds like such a nice dude, and I've read a lot about him, and he sounds so down to earth that he shouldn't be saddled with wearing a Yankees uniform and all of the expectations that come with it, in my opinion, but he's handled himself with aplomb. Baseball is better and more interesting when teams like the Yankees and the Cubs are really good. And the Cubs are not really good this year. Oh my God, John Lester the other day. We're going to talk about the Cubs tomorrow on the program. I specifically wanted to not touch on them today. But the Yankees, when they are good, it's good for the rest of baseball, even if it means other people hating the Yankees, because at least they're engaged. And in Aaron Judge, you have this larger-than-life figure who is crushing baseballs at this amazing rate, and I think that's good for baseball. I want to see Aaron Judge win this home run derby tonight, but I have a feeling it's going to be somebody like Mike Moustakas or Charlie Blackmon, just because you can't script a baseball game. And look at, when was it 2008? What year was the old Yankee Stadium hosted the home run derby? That was when Josh Hamilton just absolutely went bonkers in the semifinals. And then I think he lost to Justin Morneau, right?
That is correct.
Okay. I thought it was Morneau or Cano. I couldn't remember
at the time. It was Morneau.
It's the home run derby. Everybody's getting cheddar right down the middle of the plate for the most part. You've got people throwing to you that are you're comfortable with, that you selected, that they're trying to help you. So everybody's on a level playing field. Now, if the home run derby was 95 miles an hour live pitching, I think it's a completely different ball game. But when you've got somebody just throwing you good old-fashioned BP, any one of these guys could win it tonight.
I think the second part of the year statement is an interesting one, and something that, people are talking about when it comes to Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, and I guess to a certain extent, Miguel Sano, even though, as was mentioned during the Top of the Hour Sports Center, he's the less known of those three. But when you have a guy like Stanton and Judge, those are two guys where you look at them and you want to build baseball. You want to make those guys the face of your league. And especially when you have a budding superstar like Aaron Judge, who's putting up all these numbers in New York, because he is a guy, and everybody says, okay, well, baseball's dying. They can't get the elite athletes into their game. He is a guy where you look at him and you say, he could have been a very good football player. He could have probably played professional basketball. The athleticism that he has lends itself to every sport. And same with Giancarlo Stanton. And he is out there on a baseball field hitting the ball 550-plus feet. That is something that baseball wants to build itself around. And you can talk about the steroid era all you want, and as it being bad for baseball, but ratings were high and people were watching the game. And yes, those guys did it unnaturally, but here you have a guy that is doing it naturally and could play pretty much any other sport professionally. So I would really like to see Aaron Judge continue to build his superstar, because I think that would be the best thing for the game.
If you're building a team around one of these eight guys, is it Judge? Because I might lean Bellinger.
Bellinger's very good. I really don't think you could go wrong with any
Stanton
of them.
Stanton can't stay healthy.
No, he can't stay healthy.
Sanchez isn't going to remain behind the plate forever, and he's already shown some injury issues in his career. Mike Moustakas, I sound terrible for saying this, Mike Moustakas is Mike Moustakas. He's sort of vanilla yogurt for me. I acknowledge the existence of Mike Moustakas, and when you're hungry, it hits the spot, but I just want a little something more there. Miguel Sano, I don't want him playing defense if I'm in the American League. I guess I've got my guy there. To me, it comes down between Bellinger and Judge.
I would probably take Judge at this point for all the reasons that I listed. And the numbers, some people think that he's not going to continue to hit at the clip that he is, especially the average that he's hitting at, but he's one of those guys that, and I think this is a cliche, I know people say this about a lot of players, and I really don't say this about a lot of players. There's only maybe two or three players in the league where I can say this, but when he's at the plate, you stop everything you're doing and watch him hit. And I think you can, I'd put Mike Trout in that same category. At one time, I'd put Albert Pujols and Miguel Cabrera in that same category. But he's a guy that I would build my franchise around.
Now, which one of those eight guys would most likely wear a cow costume? I'm kidding here, but somebody, 5493 on the text line, says the cow costume can be pretty dangerous. We had an employee pass out in one. I'm willing. Look, I am in peak physical condition. I have never been in better shape in my life than I am right now. I am willing to physically exert myself in, look, if I cut a couple pounds tomorrow, so be it. And like training for a wrestling meet or something. But it doesn't sound like this is going to happen, and now it's on to plan C. Plan B was to rent a cow costume from someplace else, and apparently I'm too fat for the cow costume that's available, which is, it's not necessarily surprising. So plan C is going to be to go home tonight, sort through my wardrobe, and see if I can come up with anything cow related. And I do thank BJ and Marion for his earlier suggestion that he loan me some Texas Longhorn gear. I do not look great in burnt orange. I'm just going to put that out there right now. Some colors are slimming. Some colors make you look even fatter than you are. For me, burnt orange is not good. I look like I should be a mesa in the middle of the Arizona desert. 319-366-1600 at 628. We'll step aside and take a quick break. We come back. Kyle will bring you another big board update, and then it's the countdown to kick off day number 4, but technically it's day number 3. We'll explain later. Countdown to kickoff brought to you by Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday for the KGYM road trip. More about that after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com right now.
Woohoo! I love this!
You aren't doing anything.
What do you mean? I'm skydiving!
No, you're not.
Sure I am. Look at me. I read a book about it. I've got this fancy parachute and I'm on the plane. I'm awesome.
You seem to have forgotten the most important part. You have to step outside the plane. If you don't, you're just a passenger circling around and around.
Oh.
A lot of us feel like this. We really believe we're learning and growing, but in reality, we're just traveling the same old orbit. To make a difference in yourself, a difference in the people around you, you have to do something different. Consider it mental skydiving. A good starting place might be the Global Leadership Summit, August 10th and 11th. Get a feel for this world-class event at willowcreek.com. Register today for the Global Leadership Summit at willowcreek.com. This message brought to you by Jeff and Terry Carlson of Warehouse Auto.
It's only 13 days till the big ride across the state. Get to Hall Bicycle for great deals on select clothing, fast expert service, and repair by professional mechanics, as well as everything you need for a safe, comfortable ride. Hall Bicycle, downtown Cedar Rapids for 119 years.
6:30 on the dot. The countdown to kickoff continues in just a few minutes. We'll be checking in with the Center Daily Times, learning a little bit more about the Penn State Nittany Lions with John McGonigal. Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, helping bring you over 2.5 weeks of Big Ten coverage leading up to Media Days, which are 2 weeks from today in Chicago. A big thank you to Coach's Corner. And before we get to that, we've got another big board update brought to you by Midwest One Bank. Midwest One, where you're the one. Here's Kyle Mann.
Sad news for the Iowa community over the weekend as former football player and assistant coach Bobby Elliott passed away on Saturday after a long battle with cancer. Elliott played defensive back for Iowa in the 70s and spent many years as an assistant with both Iowa and Iowa State. He was 64. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named to the Bednarik Trophy watch list today. That award is given to the nation's top defensive player each season, and Jewell is coming off a year in which he was second in the Big Ten in tackles and named second team All-Conference. Akram Wadley was named to the Maxwell Award watch list, an award given to the nation's top overall player. Wadley had nearly 1,400 yards of total offense last season and 13 touchdowns. The Colonels played a noon game today with the Peoria Chiefs and lost 3-0 to snap what was a four-game winning streak. Peoria's Stephen Trosclair hit an inside-the-park home run in the second at-bat of the game to take an early lead, and starter Mike O'Reilly never gave the Colonels a shot. He carried a perfect game into the seventh inning and struck out 12 with no walks in a complete game one-hit shutout. The Colonels are off tomorrow as they travel for a series in West Michigan starting on Wednesday. Last week, the Gazette announced finalists for the Male and Female High School Athletes of the Year, and today it was announced that the Mount Vernon duo of Tristan Wirfs and Libby Ryan had claimed both. This was the first time the awards had gone to athletes from the same school. After our show today, you'll be able to hear the Home Run Derby on all three KGYM frequencies.
I wanted to do KGYM Male and Female Athletes of the Year, and I wanted it to just be an extortion ring where kids tried to pay me money to get them. Whoever gave me the most money would be the athlete of the year.
So not an actual competition,
no,
just a bidding war?
Just, yeah, if you were a bench warmer, but maybe mommy and daddy were loaded and you'd like to buy yourself an honor. Kids are trying to get into college.
Mm.
Put it on the
Is this just another
application?
Another one of your schemes where you're thinking out loud?
Doesn't
well, yeah,
like
pretty much.
Okay.
And then I was going to take that money and I was going to use it to buy the Cubs Cardinals tickets. And then I was going to look good.
It all
good.
Comes full circle.
I was going to look good. But yeah, then it was like, can't do that because that's not very ethical. And I was like, but come on, you got to work with me here.
But come on.
KGYM Athlete of the Year, the kid who hit 125 on the end of the bench for a baseball team, but mom and dad have money. And then it goes on the college application.
And somebody, KGYM Athlete of the
wow,
Year.
Wow. Wow. Maybe this guy can walk on. Or girl, because we would have two. One male athlete of the year, one female athlete. It's something to put into the hopper. Something that maybe we could make happen here.
Well, but then since that you would, said that now, it probably we can't make it happen. But
we don't want to, we wouldn't, then we would have to pick one from each, and then you'd have hurt feelings and So that's why I like my idea better. Just put it out there.
What about
somebody
the second,
wants to buy it? We sell them the honor.
What about the second highest bidder whose kid didn't win?
T-shirt, pint glass, sleeve of golf balls. Chapstick. Stuff you can get from us at the KGYM road trip if you join us on Friday at Coach's Corner. How about that? We got some left from last week. We can double up. Yeah. No. No, it's not happening. 319-366-1600. I cannot wait to not lose KGYM golf balls next week during our annual golf trip. I did not steal a case of golf balls. I will not be using them next week at all. You can go through my golf bag. Trust me. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. 6:35. Let's step aside, take a quick break. The countdown to kickoff continues as we look at the Penn State Nittany Lions with John McGonigal of the Center Daily Times next.
Saving energy is great for the planet, and it's also good for you because it saves you money. Here are some helpful tips from Linn County REC to help you do both this summer.
Install a programmable thermostat to save energy by adjusting temperatures based on your schedule. To optimize your savings, set the thermostat to 78 when you're home and 85 when you're away.
Change the filter on your air conditioner monthly. Dirty filters cause the system to run longer and work harder, increasing energy use.
If your air conditioner is more than 10 years old or in need of repair, consider replacing it with a new Energy Star rated unit. Energy Star air conditioners are 15% or more efficient than standard models.
Don't want to use air conditioning? Install Energy Star certified ceiling fans. Ceiling fans make you feel cooler, reducing the need for air conditioning.
Make a change for the greener this year. Become more energy efficient and save money. Log on to LynnCountyREC.com for helpful information.
More coffee?
Mmm, thanks, Janet. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra 10 bucks off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade Assist Cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang Shelby GT350 GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable.
it smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
I met someone. It's something you hear a lot from people on Match, because more people have met their someone on Match than any other dating app. Everyone wants to find that meaningful connection. Match is number one in first, but also in second dates too. Now I'm going to hook you up. For my listeners, go to match.com/sports for 7 days free. That's 7 days completely free to search and connect for my listeners. This free offer is only found at match.com/sports. That's match.com/sports.
Back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show, right here on KGYN.
And the countdown to kickoff continues. Is 2 weeks from today. We are in Chicago for Big Ten Media Days. This is stop number 4, although it becomes number 3 because of Friday's technical issues. We had to reschedule our look at the Northwestern Wildcats. So 3-4, however you want to look at it. It's the Penn State Nittany Lions, and joining us now on the line, John McGonigal of the Center Daily Times In-State College. No better place to go for inside information on the Nittany Lions than straight to the heart of State College. John, we appreciate you joining us on the program, and my first question to you is, will this team go as far as Saquon Barkley can carry it this year?
First of all, thanks, guys, for having me. I appreciate it. As far as Saquon Barkley goes, I mean, he can put a team on his back and carry him as far as the college football playoff. But it's not just him. As we saw, in the Big Ten title game against Wisconsin, the MVP of that game, Trace McSorley, they're just a great duo in the backfield. I mean, defenses, you can try and game plan for Saquon Barkley, and, Trace will come back and bite you, and vice versa. This offensive line is going to be a lot better than they were last season. And Saquon Barkley can carry a team, and there will be games where he will, but they're a complete offense.
We'll get to the rest of the offense in a second, but I wanted to stick with Saquon Barkley. You run out of adjectives to describe him when you watch him play. What about him is most impressive to you?
It's tough because, like you said, I mean, I'm writing, game story, and I'm running out of, I'm going off to source.com. Like, what is another word for exciting? Because it's really tough. I think his elusiveness is really what separates him. You saw it, and that really the nation saw it in that 79-yard touchdown run at the Rose Bowl against USC, where he's just making guys miss. Where you're thinking, how many running backs in the NFL can do this? So I think it's his elusiveness, but it's also the consistency of that. Because everyone saw it in the Rose Bowl, but he was making those plays all season long. So I would say it's his elusiveness. I mean, he's got some power. I mean, you watch the guy power clean, you watch him lift, I mean, he lifts, you know, as well as a defensive lineman on Penn State does. But I would say that elusiveness, that natural ability to just get away from a guy, it is breathtaking to really watch.
John McGonigal of the Center Daily Times joining us on our countdown to kickoff as we count down the days to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago. Where does this offense have a chance to rank among the Big Ten this year, in your opinion?
They could be the Big Ten's top offense. I mean, you return two Heisman contenders. I mean, you grow as an offensive line. I mean, what kind of got overshadowed last year, and really, I mean, Saquon, his ability was able to mask it a little bit. They had a lot of injuries on the offensive line. They're getting a lot of, you know, Andrew Nelson, Brendan Mann. These are veteran guys that they're getting back, and they've never been deeper. I don't think, even before the sanctions, they've never been deeper, at least since 2010 or 11 on the offensive line. So this can be, you know, the Big Ten's best offense. This could be a top five offense in the country easily. You want to say, oh, well, you know, hopefully, you know, Saquon and Trace, they don't have this, you know, this slump after a great season. I just don't see that happen. I think they can be, at the very least, at the top of the conference, possibly top of the country.
You mentioned the offensive line, and that was a unit that was really an Achilles heel before Joe Moorhead showed up on campus. Mm-hmm. I think back to that Temple game a couple years back where Christian Hackenberg got sacked 10 times. How has this unit been able to grow, and how much more deep and effective is this unit now, 1 year into Joe Moorhead's tutelage?
You mentioned Joe Moorhead. I mean, his read pass option, the scheme that he runs is really tailored for an athletic offensive lineman. I mean, they really put the defense on their heels by just, okay, is Trace going to keep it? Is he going to hand it off to Saquon, or is he going to chuck it deep? And you saw, I mean, defense is even as good as Wisconsin. I mean, they were a top five defense going into that Big Ten title game, and they just really didn't, at least in the second half, didn't have an answer for it. And so it really helps the offensive line in that regard. They don't have to be this bruising. They don't have to be in Iowa. They don't have to be in Wisconsin. They don't have to be this bruising kind of unit. But I think, for, you know, as far as them growing, they're all, you know, they've got guys, you know, on the bench now that redshirted last year, guys like, probably guys that you guys, you know, really anyone in the country hasn't really heard of, Will Fries, Michael Mennett. There's these four or five star guys that have, you know, been able to redshirt. Now, these are guys back in 2012, 2013, that because of the sanctions and limited scholarships that would have to play. So they've got a lot of depth. You know, say someone gets hurt, they have guys that are versatile enough at guard and tackle to really step in anywhere. I look at a guy like Ryan Bates, he can be an All-American, and he can be an All-American at guard or tackle. So that's, I think, you're going to see the biggest improvement of any position group for Penn State this upcoming season. It's going to be the offensive line.
Okay, what's the outlook like defensively then this year?
So that's the big question, because they lose two guys, at least on the defensive line, to the NFL. A couple of defensive ends in Evan Schwann and Garrett Sickles. They lose a leader in Brandon Bell. They lose an emotional leader, you know, who had injury issues at linebacker, but Naeem Wortman-White was a guy who really, he was a guy that a lot of people could go to on that defense and just talk to. I mean, they lose some pieces. But they also do bring back a lot of depth, a lot of young guys. Penn State defensive line coach Sean Spencer calls them wild dogs, and they really are. Guys like Shaka Toney, Shane Simmons. I mean, these are guys where you're five, six games into the season, you're going to see popping up on ESPN, popping up on Big Ten Network, because they'll be making plays. So that's the question mark, is the defense. You know, defensive line, they're going to be young. But I think they have the pieces to kind of hold it all together and be good enough to, you know, when they need a stop, to get a stop. And also, I'd be remiss to not mention, guys like Jason Kabinda, Marcus Allen, a couple of, Benarik Award watch list guys. I mean, those guys, at least Marcus Allen could be a first-round pick. Jason Kabinda will be drafted. So, they have some talent.
One of the returning starters on the back end, cornerback John Reed, tore his ACL during the spring. Was any news given on his status for 2017? And if he can't go, what effect might that have on the defense?
No updates been given. The way that Penn State James Franklin runs their ship, they don't comment on injuries at all. Even if it's even if everyone kind of knows what's going on, they just won't do it unless it's season ending. And so that kind of gives, you know, your people maybe thinking, oh, well, maybe he can come back for a couple of games or whatever. But who knows? We don't really know for sure with John Reed. What we do know is that they have a lot of depth at corner. They got guys like Christian Campbell, Grant Haley, who made, you know, obviously the big kickoff return or the block return for touchdown against Ohio State. He's a good corner. They got a young kid, Lamont Wade, that everyone's been talking about. He's a five-star guy at Pittsburgh. that is really talented. I mean, you watch him in the spring game and you can tell that he belongs. So they have depth at that corner. It's going to hurt not having John Reed. It's going to hurt not having him on the defense. It's going to hurt not having him as a punt returner because he was as reliable as they come. But I think, you know, I think you'll see them kind of get over that, you know, in the first, you know, 3-4 games.
John, you mentioned James Franklin. Is it safe to say that after last year, he's sort of bought himself a lot more goodwill with Penn State fans? It seemed like going into last season, he was kind of on the hot seat, and then Joe Moorhead comes in and they have the season that they do.
Sure, yeah. I'm not sure if he was ever really on the hot seat. I mean, it's tough to say. It's tough to really say if he was or wasn't. But Sandy Barber has all the confidence in the world in him, had all the confidence in the world in him before the season, and obviously after the season that they did, taking, you know, Penn State to the Rose Bowl for the first time since, you know, since Darrell Clark and those guys took him in 08. I mean, that's going to instill a lot of confidence in fans. I mean, they've really bought in. I mean, Penn State fans are always rabid, but you see the student section tickets sell out in like 8 minutes. I mean, it's crazy. So, yeah, he's bought some goodwill, if you want to call it that. He's bought the confidence and the trust in everyone in State College for sure.
Speaking of the fans, we've just talked about it. 9 starters returning on offense, 7 on defense off of a Big Ten championship-winning team. Then you throw in Ohio State and Michigan with some question marks. Mm-hmm. What are the expectations like in State College right now?
It's so hard to get. I mean, anything less than a Big Ten title, I feel like the fans are going to be disappointed. After going to Indy and winning it when they really weren't supposed to, and now they bring all these people back. I mean, they bring... They're basically, I mean, minus Chris Godwin, they bring back their entire offense. They bring back a guy like Mike Gesicki, who's going to be a first or second round pick. I mean, it's hard to say that the expectations are anything less than a Big Ten title for Penn State. Obviously, fans understand that it's going to be tough, especially with Ohio State returning as many guys as they are. But I think the schedule is kind of set up nice in a way that, other than the fact that you play Michigan and Ohio State basically back to back. But I think anything less than a Big Ten title, fans would be kind of disappointed.
Give us one newcomer to watch. Who's going to be the breakout player this year for the Lions?
Juwan Johnson was the top name in spring. He's a wide receiver. You just look at him and you're like, Jesus, this kid's a beast. I mean, 6'4", but he's got the frame to go with it. And he's a guy that, you know, they think can kind of step into Chris Godwin's role. I mean, Godwin was so good at the 50-50 balls, going up and catching those deep plays, and they really think Juwan Johnson, a kid from New Jersey, can really step in and fill Godwin's role. So that's a name to watch for sure.
You mentioned Mike Gesicki, and he had a breakout season as a junior last year. Was it more about him fitting into the new system than anything?
I think it's him just more getting comfortable. I mean, the offense was kind of out of sorts. You know, you mentioned Moorhead and obviously his ability to kind of come in and calm the offense, and I think prior to Moorhead coming, the offense was just a little jittery. It was a little unpredictable. And I think that situation was just tough for Gesicki to come in. And, you know, he has a few drops early in the year, and then he doesn't get targeted as much. And, you know, it's tough for a kid like that to get comfortable. And I think last year he got comfortable. He knew he was getting the ball a certain amount of times in the game. I mean, this kid was a basketball star. He could have played D1 basketball if he wanted to. He was dunking when he was in middle school. So, you know, if you know that you're going to get the ball and he has the ability to go up and get it, I think he became so comfortable in his role last season, and I expect only, you know, bigger and better things this season from him.
The must-win game on Penn State's schedule is what?
Ohio State. I mean, it's Ohio State. Yeah, Michigan's going to be big because it's the home game. It's the whiteout, you know, it's a whiteout game. But Ohio State is the key to the season. I mean, it normally is for Penn State. But especially this, I mean, they could be, both teams could reasonably be undefeated going into that game. And, you know, with considering they'll both be top 5-10 teams in the country preseason, I mean, that could be one of the biggest games of the college football season. So, you know, I could say, you know, I think the Iowa game is going to be big. Going to Iowa is never tough. Kinnick Stadium's a great place to play. You know, I think the road game at Michigan State could be a trap. Penn State Ohio State is always the game to pick, and I'm going to stick with that.
September 23rd, the Nittany Lions come to Kinnick Stadium. We appreciate the time, John. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
The countdown to kickoff continues tomorrow. So we head to Champaign. Take a look at the Illinois Fighting Illini. Again, a big thank you to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for helping us count down the days to Chicago and Big Ten Media Days. 2 weeks from today, we will be doing the show both Monday and Tuesday, the 24th and 25th. It will be a four-hour edition of the show from Chicago, so no gym class on either one of those days. And can't say that I'm looking forward to this enough. Every year that we've gone, it's been bigger and it's been better, and I think this year is going to be even better because we're going to go to Cubs-Cardinals beforehand. It has really nothing to do with the product that we're putting on the air.
I think the product will be good as well. And
product's going to be great.
We just heard from John, and I think we just outlined on paper the best team in the Big Ten. And it's easy to say that after they win the Big Ten championship last year. But what they have returning and the quarterback, running back duo, he said they might have the best offense in the conference. I'd go as far as to say a top 10 offense in the country. That is going to be one scary offense to watch this year in State College.
It is almost home run derby time. We have a pit bull sighting at Marlins Park. The performer, not an actual dog. 6:52, our final break of the day. That means our final big board is next, and then we will be off to the home run derby tonight at the top of the hour. More of the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on the way after this.
Saving energy is great for the planet, and it's also good for you because it saves you money. Here are some helpful tips from Linn County REC to help you do both this summer.
Install a programmable thermostat to save energy by adjusting temperatures based on your schedule. To optimize your savings, set the thermostat to 78 when you're home and 85 when you're away.
Change the filter on your air conditioner monthly. Dirty filters cause the system to run longer and work harder, increasing energy use.
If your air conditioner is more than 10 years old or in need of repair, consider replacing it with a new Energy Star rated unit. Energy Star air conditioners are 15% or more efficient than standard models.
Don't want to use air conditioning? Install Energy Star certified ceiling fans. Ceiling fans make you feel cooler, reducing the need for air conditioning.
Make a change for the greener this year. Become more energy efficient and save money. Log on to LinnCountyREC.com for helpful information.
Let's visit your folks in Florida over winter break.
Good idea.
I'm checking fares from the Quad City International Airport. They have nonstop Allegiant flights to the Fort Myers area starting December 15th. Ooh, that's perfect. The kids can swim and you and your dad can play golf.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be shopping with your mom, talking about how lucky you two are to have such spectacular wives.
Plan your Florida getaway to Fort Myers or four other Allegiant destinations at qcairport.com. The Quad City International Airport, making travel easier.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and after 2 p.m. twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
It's only 59 days until the NFL kicks off the 2017 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every game, Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Call 855-MEDIACOM to order now.
We have arrived. It's the final couple minutes of the Todd Brummelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, joining us here in the studio. A big thank you going out to former Iowa linebacker Matt Hughes. He joined us back in hour number one to reflect on the life of Bobby Elliott, the former Iowa and Iowa State assistant who passed away over the weekend. We talked with Griffin Jacks of the Cedar Rapids Colonels in hour number two. Podcast available of both of those segments soon at kgymradio.com. And of course, we just wrapped up the countdown to kickoff with John McGonigal of the Center Daily Times. Kyle Mann, are you ready for your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day? Midwest One, where you're the one.
Sad news for the Iowa community over the weekend as former football player and assistant coach Bobby Elliott passed away on Saturday after a long battle with cancer. Elliott played defensive back for Iowa in the 70s and spent many years as an assistant with both Iowa and Iowa State. He was 64. Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was named to the Bednarik Trophy watch list today. That award is given to the nation's top defensive player each season, and Jewell is coming off a year in which he was second in the Big Ten in tackles and named second-team all-conference. Akram Wadley was named to the Maxwell Award watch list, an award given to the nation's top overall player. Wadley had nearly 1,400 yards of total offense last season and 13 touchdowns. The Colonels played a noon game today with the Peoria Chiefs and lost 3-0 to snap what was a four-game winning streak. Peoria's Steven Trostclair had an inside-the-park home run in the second at-bat of the game to take an early lead, and starter Michael Riley never gave the Colonels a chance. He carried a perfect game into the seventh inning and struck out 12 with no walks in a complete game one-hit shutout. The Colonels are off tomorrow as they travel for a series in West Michigan starting on Wednesday. Last week, the Gazette announced finalists for the Male and Female High School Athletes of the Year, and today it was announced that the Mount Vernon duo of Tristan Wirfs and Libby Ryan had claimed both. This was the first time the awards had gone to athletes from the same school. After our show tonight, you can hear the Home Run Derby just about ready to start on all three KGYM frequencies.
And remember, you too can be an Athlete of the Year. All you need to do is send a sizable check to KGYM Radio in care of Todd Brommelkamp. That being said, we will talk to you tomorrow from Chick-fil-A, Lindale.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time